And after months of tense negotiations, the United Kingdom and the European Union have reached a trade deal. The UK officially left the EU earlier this year, and the two parties have been haggling over their future. The deal comes just a week before the Brexit transition period was set to end, and more than 4 years after British voters narrowly passed a referendum to exit the EU. NPR's Frank Langford joins us from just outside London. And Frank, you've also been dealing with a strain of the coronavirus that shut borders. You told us there was fear that there'd be further border shutdowns with no deal. This must be welcome news. A trade deal the UK and the EU got to by resolving a difficult dispute over fishing?
That's true, Robin. Yeah, the issue is how much access the EU could continue to have to British fishing grounds. And Boris Johnson said this afternoon, the Prime Minister, that the UK has about 50% of it now, and then the EU would continue to have the other 50%, but slowly over time, over the next 5.5 years, the UK would take more control. Now, this may seem odd to people because fishing is less than 1% of the British economy, but it was symbolic. If you go back to 2016, the Brexit campaign, the Brexit campaigners, such as Boris Johnson himself, said this was all about taking back control of from the EU, and that also includes fishing grounds and the fishing industry, which Johnson said he was trying to look out for in these negotiations.
Yeah, so does this deal remove all the uncertainty that British businesses were looking at?
No, it does remove some important ones. So, for instance, British businesses will be able to export into the EU, no tariffs, no quotas. That'll be very good for them. But customs will kick in on New Year's Eve, and so there still is uncertainty. The other thing is that this deal itself is over 2,000 pages, I believe, Robin. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people may, businesses and also government officials, may be digging through it over the Christmas holiday to see what's really in there. And many businesses say that even with a deal, the government really hasn't prepared them for, there will be changes at the border, and they don't really feel fully prepared or aware of what they're going to face.
Yeah. Well, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who really led the charge to leave the EU, spoke after this deal was announced. Let's listen to a little.
We will be your friend, your ally, your supporter, and indeed, never let it be forgotten, your number one market.
Well, Frank Langford, is that going to be enough to ease the hard feelings there might be on the other side of the English Channel?
No, I don't think so. At first, let's say I don't think what Mr. Johnson said is necessarily true. If you look at the EU, they say the largest partners are actually trading partners are the U.S. and China. There are a lot of reasons for these, for the U.K. and the EU to continue to cooperate. But the sense that you get here, Robin, is the UK is now off on its own. It's charting a very different path from the rest of Europe, and it's going to have to prove that this was the best new move for the nation and for its economy. And, you know, in Europe, people were saying today, well, our future is here in Europe, and Brexit is over, and we're moving on too.
Yeah. Well, so what is next, briefly?
I think we're going to see what happens at the border, certainly. The other thing is that Brexit really did divide this country. It's still divided. And one thing we've seen is since Scotland voted against Brexit, it's actually angered a lot of people in Scotland. And there's more and more talk of pushing for an independence referendum in the next 2 to 3 years in Scotland to leave the UK in hopes of one day rejoining the EU.
Well, and NPR's Frank Langford will cover it all for us. Frank, thank you so much.
Great to talk, Robin.